From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, September 18th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Maine is launching a new home energy rebate program designed to help certain low-income homeowners purchase and install heat pumps. As Ari Snyder reports, the U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says the program is designed to cut costs for homeowners and developers.
Granholm announced the new program at Revision Energy in South Portland on Wednesday alongside Governor Janet Mills. Mobile homeowners who make below 80% of the area median income are eligible for up to $14,000 toward the cost of heat pump installation. Affordable housing developers can also qualify. Granholm says the $36 million federally funded program helps fill gaps in Maine's existing heat pump incentives.
One of the areas you wanted help on is making sure that we were able to give people who live in manufactured housing and mobile homes the ability to access this. That wasn't previously available, and now it will be.
She says a second round of federal funding will expand income eligibility for the program next year. Governor Mills says the money will help the state meet its goal of installing 175,000 new heat pumps by 2027. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
A new 55-unit affordable housing development for seniors is opening in Westbrook this month. Stroudwater Apartments features energy-efficient components, including heat pumps, rooftop solar, and highly insulated windows. Maine Housing helped fund the development. During a tour of the building, Director Dan Brennan says it represents the agency's emphasis on reducing energy consumption across its portfolio.
This one is, one of the more energy-efficient buildings we've done, and nearly completely electric. So this is very typical of what we hope to be building year after year after year.
Brennan says the building uses about 25 to 30% less energy than a typical Maine housing development from a decade ago. Graduate student workers at the University of Maine rallied again in Orono today to call on the University of Maine system to move forward with union contract negotiations. The union has been in talks for more than 10 months for its first contract, and members say UMS representatives are stalling, arriving unprepared and canceling meetings. Aurora Green is a second-year PhD student in clinical psychology who earns $20,000 a year working as a research assistant. Green says it's frustrating that the system doesn't seem to take negotiations seriously.
And we teach and perform research and administrative work, and we grade and mentor and so much more. We're the backbone of the UMaine system's educational and research mission, and yet we're the lowest paid graduate workers at a public university in New England.
A UMS spokesperson says the labor relations team is currently in negotiations with three other unions and relies on state funding to improve conditions without shifting costs to students. The system is optimistic that an agreement can be reached that is, quote, appropriately timely and responsive to the requests of graduate student workers. The Midcoast Regional Redevelopment Authority, known as MIRA, has released inspection reports from two other hangars at the former Brunswick Naval Air Station, the site of a major toxic foam spill last month. Hangar 5 has numerous deficiencies in the flame detectors. MIRA says the detectors have been covered to prevent accidental foam system activation from dust or light. Executive Director Christine Logan says covered sensors are not a solution but a stopgap, and MIRA is working with contractors to address the problems. In Hangar 6, the deficiency is related to horn and strobe components of its fire alarm system. Logan says MIRA is working with experts to determine how to move to a water-based fire suppression or fluorine-free foam system this year, as mandated by the Department of Defense. The cost for removing the foam systems from all three hangars is approximately $8 million. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us for Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.